It went really, really well from an Irish team perspective. We just had our debriefing there about an hour ago after we got a little bit warmed up after an absolutely freezing cold day. Now, it was a tough full day for to be outside. But no, I think it's actually been one, in my experience certainly, which is about, you know, since 1999, it's been our best ever performance in general terms as an overall team. We had a great consistency. Disappointed, obviously, not to have a medal. That always helps. But in terms of our junior women, junior men, or senior men, or senior women, a really good finish.
And Teresa, of course, you have a new role in Irish athletics, the senior team operations manager. What does that? What exactly does that role entail?
Anything and everything sometimes, I think. But no, it's very much, I suppose, we have become very professional in Athletics Ireland over the last number of years. So we have what's a performance team now that manages all the championships, and that consists of various roles, and one of those roles would be the operations team manager. So very much depending on the size of the team and where you're travelling to, but I suppose really it's almost like a kind of a service between the performance director and the team manager to sort of kind of help the athlete and to assist in that way. Very much to around helping with logistics and that, but more importantly, selecting the team, you know, reviewing performances to select the team, and then on the day itself in terms of a call room and a warm-up area, particularly in a track and field. It's a little bit like a sort of a war zone at times. It can be it's a very busy, very noisy, active place. And I suppose your key role around some of that would be managing that whole situation and looking after athletes, making sure they're supposed to be where they're supposed to be at the right time, which sometimes can be fun and a challenge. And maintaining that calm atmosphere and that control over that area. You're looking after if anything goes wrong, that's really where you come into play then, and you'll be looking after things like appeals or any issues like that. So basically sort of covering that whole area, really.
There's a lot of work in that, I'm sure. So I suppose your new role, obviously, as you said, you've been doing this for a few years now, and you're not going into this with no experience. Give us a background of your leading of Irish teams.
Well, I suppose I've been involved in Irish teams since my first team actually was in 1998 when I went to Japan with an Irish relay team. It was kind of a really fun experience on your first time away. Through that, I suppose I've had lots of experience with European cross country and world cross country as a coach and as a team manager. I've also managed European indoors. I've also managed under-23s a couple of different times and junior teams. So I've also managed World Student Games teams. So, you know, I've had a fair amount of experience and a lot of knowledge and a lot of support really to call on around that time to prepare me now to take on the senior role. And I think too, I suppose, really for me, I think what's a big help is that I've produced athletes to a high performance level to a lot of those kind of championships. So it really gives you, you know, a real insight into what athletes want and what coaches want of a team manager in that area. So I think that really contributes greatly to it as well.
And where are you looking to bring Irish athletics in your role?
I think that's an integral part. I think that, as I say, you know, you're very much part of an overall team. I think the whole performance and high performance around athletics is in a really good place in the sense that, you know, you're working with, obviously, the athlete, their personal coach, the services, and that's all bringing that athlete to that championship. But that's where it all really counts is on the day of a championship when the results of everything that you've done for the last maybe couple of years is all going to come to a head. So very much your role around that is that final almost sort of kind of preparation that athletes come into that area is that you're facilitating them to be able to get their best effort and their best results out on the day, both them and their personal coaches too. So certainly things like managing that area, keeping it calm, dealing with any problems that arise, and just really to facilitate that whole performance in any way that you can.